Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
More and more, I'm getting people like yourself applying to me to be an investor because of your marketing skills, for instance. People like yourself who say, look, I consult to this company and I fix up their marketing, set it in motion, and then they make thousands and thousands of dollars on my advice. But they just paid me a flat fee for that advice. I'd like for them not to pay me that flat fee. I would like a success fee. So I'll give them my strategies for free in return for a percentage of their company according to how successful my strategies were. So you might end up owning 5% of a company.
Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. Internet marketing and marketing in general can be a minefield. Thousands of people every day lose their shirts trying. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. It is my mission to help you who are very busy with their careers handle your lives more efficiently, to bring you the best information from the most knowledgeable sources, and for you to select and generate that information free from outside advertising, and to give you access to this information quickly in a downloadable format that you can take with you on the road. Now let's get going. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here is another recording related to the Angel Investing Network. The Angel Investing Network is like a dating service. They match business sellers with investors. The investors are called the angels, and the business sellers are the people looking for growth or looking to sell their business. This recording is with Christine out of Australia. She is one of the original founders of the Angel Network. I think you're going to learn a lot with this recording, and it's going to give you some alternative ideas for how to find the money you need for your business. Enjoy.
We have a group of people who are searching for businesses to buy in the $1 to $10 million range, and we are trying to expand our contact base in offering them solutions for finding potential investors for the businesses. So I have been to your site, and I can just talk a little bit about your service and how it got started and what it can offer some of these finders as far as matching up business buyers with sellers. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
I've heard the term angel investing. Where did that all start?
It's a very old term. It was initially used in the tea traders way back then. And then in the U.S., it was used to describe the person who backed the Broadway show. You often hear the term in the old movies.
Oh, very interesting. What is the name of your company?
It's called Business Angels Proprietary Limited.
And you're the founder of the business?
I am.
And how did this all come about?
I read an article in the newspaper talking about a person who retired and was getting bored and didn't want to play golf and prune his roses. And he discovered that a young business had been set up within the area that he'd been working in, so he offered to put a bit of money into that company and to work with the fellow to grow the business.
Okay.
So he's the angel.
Okay, so you read about this article, he was the angel.
Yes.
Okay, and that gave you an idea?
And I thought that there were a lot of businesses that could use a mature person, some extra funds, and the networks that come along with that.
Right. When someone needs money for the business, what have you found over the years have been the traditional stumbling blocks, the barriers for people getting the money?
The kind of money that a private person, a business angel, invests is private equity funding. It's not debt funding that you have to make repayments each month. So that's very attractive to a business that the banks aren't keen to lend money to. So the benefit is twofold, that they don't have to meet the bank's requirements and they don't have to make a repayment on the loan each month. But the added benefit is that they get the person, the business angel, who can assist them with their business.
In the funding part or in other areas?
Both. All areas.
All areas. So it's not just about the money.
That's right.
So are you saying when you make a match with a business for sale and an angel investor, you're trying to match up an angel investor who has some background, some knowledge, some experience in the type of business?
Exactly.
Is that key?
Yes, I think so. I think especially these days when businesses are far more technology driven, business isn't as simple as it was in the past. So it might be an IT company where the founder of the business is highly skilled in his niche but has no financial administration expertise or no sales and marketing expertise. Or another business might be the angel and they bring their infrastructure into the deal.
When our people are buying the businesses or looking at potential businesses from sellers, it's identifying the real market value of the business. Do your angels, because of their experience, somewhat solve it because they've been in the industry and they can evaluate and value the real worth of that business to the seller?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, that is a solution to a problem that we've had with our sellers, and that's evaluating the real value of the business. That's interesting.
What I should just add to what you were just saying is that some businesses today may not be a good proposition to buy outright. It might be better to buy into the business, say buy 50% of the business, and work with the owner for a year or two, and then buy them out.
Okay.
Because the business may well depend on the owner's skills, and so it's good to take a year or two to see exactly how dependent the business is on their skills and how best to replace them.
Okay, that's good advice. Let's go into a little bit of the history and some of the services you provide on both sides. You're in Melbourne, Australia. You've been around 13 years. How many deals have come through over the years because of your service, matching angel investors and sellers or buyers?
I'm not exactly sure because I don't always get the follow-up. And sometimes money doesn't change hands. So a business might say to an investor, look, we really need your skills, so please join us. In other words, consult for equity. So your contribution to the company will earn you equity in the company. In other words, shares in the company. So because of the various ways these deals are structured, I actually don't know. But daily, I introduce many people to each other.
And you match them up?
They're all matched up very carefully and referred to each other and have meetings with each other. So there's many meetings going on each day as the result of my work, and especially as the service grows. Because it is quite a new procedure. I'm one of the pioneers in this area, possibly in the world.
Okay. What services do you provide? Let's say I have a seller, but I don't have the skills in doing the transaction. Is that something you offer services in, helping the deal facilitate and go through between the angel investor and my seller?
Now, I don't get involved in financial matters and legal matters. I recommend that people use their own consultants, their own professionals in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty important that they use people they know.
Okay. So basically, you're almost like a dating service in a way for sellers and investors.
I am. I think it's got a human resources component to it. It's not just about the money. From what I can tell, the business angel process in Australia is a bit different to the way it is in the US, for instance. I guess the market's bigger, and so groups of investors get together, and there's lots of stories that come out of Silicon Valley about the angel investors that kickstart some of the IT businesses.
Right.
And probably one of the results of that was the dot-com saga. And it's great that we've recovered from that now. And I think Australia takes a bit of a different course where we don't back things so readily. The due diligence process is much more drawn out.
For your service or for?
For the company looking for the investor.
I see. And do you take part in that due diligence when people come in as angels? Is there an application process they go through or a qualifying process that you screen them and make sure they're legitimate?
Yes, we do. And the fact that we charge a registration fee is also a good way of screening out interested people.
Yeah, that is a good qualifying thing. So what could you say about your group of angel investors if you were to give a summary? These type of people are legitimate businessmen and women who have a sincere interest in looking for investment opportunities?
Indeed. And also, increasingly, businesses registering, looking for expansion opportunities. Say an IT business might be doing really well, and instead of developing new software or new information technology processes, they think, well, why don't we buy half of another company or all of another company that's doing something like ourselves, something that we can, our accounts department can look after their accounts and our logistics people can look after their logistics. It really makes for a very good growth path for a growing company.
What's the relation between how many angel investors you have participating in your service and how many businesses? Is it half and half, or is it?
I know it's about one in four. One angel to every four businesses.
One angel to every four businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have several hundred angels, or is it just a handful of the same people?
I think there's always about 400 businesses and 100 investors.
So these investors combined probably have some considerable buying power.
They do indeed. Multi-millions.
From your experience, there's a lot of money out there, isn't there?
There is. And I think that there's more money than ever because of what's happening in the corporate world. A lot of my investors come out of the corporate world from middle or senior management and take their packages, some multi-millions of dollars sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're often around the 50 age mark, and they're having quite a crisis in their life. I think there's probably statistics to show how many sports cars are bought, for instance, by men in their late 40s. So Business Angels is the new sports car. So the investors are investing in businesses to get that thrill.
Yes, that makes sense.
And look, it's great for the businesses because they could never afford to buy the skills of these people. You're paying $250 Australian an hour for this kind of business expertise.
And are your members all local, Australia, all over the world?
No, all over the world. More and more Asians and even Americans joining.
What's the dollar range? Is there stuff in the $5 and $10 million range? Or?
Yep, there's some. It depends. I ask them for the minimum amount they need to take care of their very short-term goals and the maximum amount if they were to enter the global market. So there's an awful lot of companies that can enter the global market, but they would really need American investors. I've got an awful lot of deals on my books that would benefit from an American investor, especially someone who's got contacts there into the market that these products are for.
Are a lot of these listings small businesses, like a restaurant or a donut shop or something?
No. They're manufacturing.
Oh, they are manufacturing.
Yeah. Manufacturing, IT. There is some recreation and tourism businesses that could go global. There's some business services. is certainly some healthcare.
Okay, so for someone, if they want to review the portfolio of businesses, tell me how it works. They would come to your website, businessangels.com.
.au.
.au for Australia. And let's say I was interested in looking at the portfolio. Do I pay to take a look at the listings?
No, you can just click on the button and look through the anonymous profiles.
Okay, so if I see something that looks interesting, then what's the next step?
Then it's worth your while to register. Then you need to register with us and pay the fee.
How much is a registration fee?
There's a choice of two levels of service. $550, that's Australian dollars, so that's quite a few less American dollars.
Mm-hmm.
$550 for a basic service and $750 for the full service. And the difference between the two is how much assistance I give to the case.
I see. And what kind of assistance can you give to the case?
Because I'm matching the files all the time and hearing all the feedback, I've really got some insider trading information. And if you want to take advantage of that, then you need to pay a little more. But if you're a very savvy investor or a very savvy business and you've got a lot of advisors at your fingertips, basic listing would be sufficient.
Let me ask this. You have business brokers out there, right?
Yeah.
So what are some of the advantages over this compared to a, quote, business broker?
A lot of my businesses aren't for outright sale yet. The sale would need to be transitional. A lot of business brokers won't handle that. They want the outright sale.
I see.
Money down, take ownership. Business brokers certainly don't do the matching that I do.
Okay. Let's say I sign up and I'm able to browse the listings. How much detail am I going to get on that business in this application? What's it going to tell me about the business? Is it a comprehensive package? And is there any way that, not that it's audited, but how do you know that the information on that application is somewhat accurate?
That's where the due diligence comes in, and you would need to get professionals to audit the books. And if I were to get involved in that, it would introduce a bias into the matching process, and I try to stay as unbiased as possible.
Right.
But I do know, I can tell if a business has got substance or not.
Right. How much information is in the listing?
The little short profile on the website's only about 50 words.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't tell much because obviously there's commercial sensitivity involved. When you register, I send you back a page of information that explains the business owner's background, it explains the business, and it describes the expansion plans of the business, and it also explains what kind of investor they need.
And then basically we take it from there.
Then I recommend that you contact them and get a copy of their business plan or speak to them for a time, find out who they are and what they're doing. And then the communication will flow back and forth until a deal is done.
Okay, so I have access to the entire database for one fee.
Yes.
Okay.
But you can't just say, look, I want information on that business. I have to look and make sure that it is a match.
I see.
Make sure that there are no commercially sensitive areas.
Okay, so you're going to do the personal matching. If I signed up as a member, you would look at my background. Let's say I'm very strong in marketing, and I'm looking for businesses that have large customer lists who want expansion that are poor at marketing. Could you make some matches for that?
I sure could.
Okay.
I think most of them would want your marketing expertise, Michael.
That's very interesting. It's all about contacts and who you know, and if this is what you do, you probably have some good insight into what the situations are. I'm sure you found over the years there's all kinds of reasons people want to invest and people want to grow and sell.
Michael, do you know what? More and more, I'm getting people like yourself applying to me to be an investor because of your marketing skills, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
People like yourself who say, look, I consult to this company and I fix up their marketing, set it in motion, and then they make thousands and thousands of dollars on my advice. But they just paid me a flat fee for that advice. I'd like for them not to pay me that flat fee. I would like a success fee. So I'll give them my strategies for free in return for a percentage of their company according to how successful my strategies were. So you might end up owning 5% of a company.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way for a marketing consultant to go in there and to take a contingency on ownership of the company based on performance and growth.
And it's much more exciting.
Oh, it's very exciting.
And a lot of businesses have been burned in the past by business consultants who claim to be able to do this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, way, they know that the work that's going to be done is going to affect the consultant's pocket.
Yeah, just about every business listing who says, I need angel investors, they're saying, I want to grow, and they believe, if they don't have an understanding of marketing, that money is the only thing that's going to make them grow when they have no clue about marketing.
That's right.
That's a great way to look at it, absolutely.
I think more and more businesses are coming to that conclusion that they're going to have to give up a little bit of the ownership of the company to achieve the potential that they can see.
Very good. Do you have an idea of what percent of businesses are in the United States in your listing, the business listings?
So far, quite small.
Quite small.
Quite small,
okay.
Yeah. But it's growing, and more inquiries coming from the U.S. And on the other hand, I've got more and more Australian businesses who've got excellent products to go into the U.S. market. So it's very, very hard for us in Australia to get into the U.S. market, even with the new free trade agreement between our countries. The only real assistance we can get is from a government body called Austrade, and they are government employees. They're not commercially savvy consultants. So if we can get a bit more cooperation between U.S. businesses, I think there's potential for a lot of money to be made.
But let's say I had an interest in an Australian product and I'm a United States citizen. Would I have barriers importing a U.S. product, or is it just hard from your end?
I haven't read the free trade agreement that has just been signed. It's only a few months old. But I think a lot of those barriers have gone now.
Okay. Well, the Australians, they're great inventors and great ideas, kind of like some of the people out here in California.
Yeah. And the problem in Australia is if you come up with a great idea, we've only got 20 million people here, and not everyone's going to want one of these new gizmos.
Right, that's true.
And even a lot of these products need to be taken into the Asian market, which is ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of opportunity there for American investors, American businesses, to team up with Australian businesses and then take the products into both America and Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're on the verge of a trade agreement with China. It's all happening down in this region,
mm-hmm.
Asia-Pacific ring.
How's the economy in Australia right now?
Very good. Very strong.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been good. I mean, it's a pretty simple concept what you have. Basically, what you said, you've got legitimate investors. They're screened. You've got legitimate businesses who want growth. They're screened. And you are a matchmaker, and you're personally involved in this. I think that has value, and I think the application process at $250 US or $350, I think it's a necessity to weed out the con artist and the serious people.
Yeah.
Right. You've heard of Biz Buy Sell, right?
Yeah.
All right, so compare Biz Buy Sell to what you have here. What advantages do you have over what they offer?
Well, I think you've got the personal matching that occurs. I think that we do get possibly more detail from both the investor and the business. I think there is a bit more of a personal service. And also, it's about buying into the business in a lot of cases, not buying the business outright.
Right. And you're saying you are pretty much one of the pioneers of this. What do you know about venture capital? Is that a tough road to go?
Yeah, you've got to give up too much. And the venture capitalists usually want the business to be quite, well, not mature, but they want the business to be able to capture a sizable portion of the market within a few months of investing.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually invest much higher amounts of money than a business angel.
In the 100 million over that?
Yeah, over 10 million, I think.
Over
10 million.
What percentages of venture capitalists take? Almost half the business?
They take too much. And if you read some of the things that are written about the venture capitalists, they want to get rid of the business owner as soon as possible. The business owner is just a nuisance, and that's not always the case. And, of course, they have to produce a good bottom line. You know, they've got their investors to answer to. There's a lot of venture capital firms. It's not their money.
Yeah, that's true.
So in the business angel process, it's usually the investors' own money or the company's own money that's being invested.
Is there a set percentage on return, or is it all negotiable between the business and that angel?
It is all negotiable.
Okay.
And in fact, that's a very good point, actually, because a lot of the textbooks talk about what is the business going to produce? How are they going to measure up in terms of return? But when an angel buys into a business, their skills also affect the results. that kind of team effort.
Right.
It's not just what are you going to do for me, it's what are we going to do together.
In Australia, is it tough to get money? Are the requirements as strict as they are here in the United States? Is it frustrating?
It's very tough and very frustrating, unless you've got bricks and mortar or guarantees.
I'm sure you've heard the stories.
Oh, yes. It is just impossible. It's an absolute waste of time. The banks don't want to talk to business owners unless they don't need money.
And then they want you to sign your life away.
Yeah.
You hear a lot about government funding small businesses. I know in the U.S. here you've got the small business loans, but that's for small businesses. Are there any government funding to encourage small businesses that will give money for that, or is that just as tough as the banks with the requirements?
Yeah, look, it's really tough. And by the time you complete all their paperwork, you can take your eye off the ball running your business. So you've really got to make a decision about where you're going to invest your time. A lot of businesses just say, look, it's not even worth applying for this funding.
What other options are there for people who need money for their business?
Mom and dad.
Mom and dad, that's right. Mom and dad and family members.
Yeah.
You know, you've got all these businesses there. They want to grow. That's all I want to hear. As a consultant, that's one of the toughest things, is to find someone qualified who says, I want to grow. I want to expand. If someone's listed on your site, that's really important to know that they want to grow, and they just believe it's money that can do it, where there's many other things that can help them grow.
That's right. And I also think, hats off to you for realizing that this is a global market. Australia is not just a backwater.
Oh, yeah.
At the other end of the world. We've got very clever people, very sophisticated economies here. And Australians and Americans can do a lot more business than they are doing. And Australians can also help Americans get into the Asian market.
That's true.
George Bush has realized that.
Uh-huh.
He realized that by forging a very strong alliance with our Prime Minister, that U.S. involvement in Asian economy is strengthened.
So when you've got a business startup in Australia and they're looking for expansion, they're thinking about Asia before the United States because it's easier?
Yeah, plus also we can get our products manufactured in Asia for a fraction of the cost.
That's true. As far as getting manufactured, where would that be done? In China?
China, any of those Asian countries. Thailand, Singapore, Indonesia.
How long does it take to fly there?
Well, say to Hong Kong, China, that'd be the furthest away. It's 8 hours.
8 hours to Hong Kong.
Yeah, from the bottom of Australia, not from the top.
Okay.
So it's not far.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of that's important for any of my people to know? Anything I've left out that you can think of?
I do think there is some great opportunity there. My website is worth reading from cover to cover. Some of it might seem a bit Australian, but the principles are universal. They're not restricted to Australia.
Well, thank you very much. This has been wonderful.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. ways. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information product that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles, so why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean, edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sunoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sunoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Sunoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Sunoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called the Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today. And he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. You know, if you're looking for a product that you could really hustle, something that you're learning from all the techniques in, you may want to check out another website I have. It's called ID10.com. That's ID as in dog, 10.com. And what you're going to find out at IDPen.com is one of my very first businesses. It's a business I started in my one-bedroom apartment when I had absolutely no money and I needed a product to sell. It's a pen that I manufacture right out of my house. I've been doing this for 10 years without any machinery or any equipment. I had a pen that I could manufacture for 17 cents and resell by the hundreds wholesale for $1.50 each. It's a product that has kept food on my table and kept the bills paid for 10 years, and it's an exciting opportunity that if you're looking for something to hustle, to use your copywriting skills or direct mail education, it may be something you want to go check out. So go head on over to IDPen.com. There at the front page, you'll hear me do telemarketing. You can hear me get sales right on the front page. It's fascinating stuff, and I'd urge you, if you're looking for something to hustle, to go check it out. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.